Hello and welcome to Just a Guy and His Journey Back to God. So today we're in Philippians 3, but before we go there, let's go to God in prayer. Lord God, if we just come before you, thanking you, seeking out you, and wanting to be closer to you. We're striving so hard to be more like you, to know you, and to rest in you. So Holy Spirit, I come before you asking for you to guide this time, for you to watch over this time, to direct it, to open our hearts and our minds. May they be ready to hear your word, and may you be the one who speaks to us. May you be the one who talks to us and shares your wisdom and insights. There's nothing from me, all from you, I pray. It's in Jesus' name. Amen. So, chapter 3 has a number of wonderful, known, popular scriptures and quotes. And so, let's just go ahead and jump on in without any further ado. Chapter 3, verse 1. Further, my brothers and sisters, rejoice in the Lord. It is no trouble for me to write the same things to you again, and it is a safeguard for you. Watch out for those dogs, those evildoers, those mutilators of the flesh. For it is we who are the circumcision, we who serve God by His Spirit, who boast in Christ Jesus and who put no confidence in the flesh, though I myself have reasons for such confidence. So obviously the Jews, the Jewish leaders are again trying to convince the Christians to still live by the law, that they have to meet certain worldly requirements versus being saved through faith. If someone else thinks they have reasons to put confidence in the flesh, I have more. Circumcised on the eighth day of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews. In regard to the law, a Pharisee. As for zeal, persecuting the church. As for righteousness, based on the law, faultless. But whatever were gains to me, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them garbage, that I may gain Christ, and be found in Him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which, through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God on the basis of faith. I want to know Christ, yes, to know the power of His resurrection and participation in His sufferings, becoming like Him in His death, and so, somehow, attaining to the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already obtained all this, or have already arrived at my goal, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead. I press on towards the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. All of us, then, who are mature, should take such a view of things. And if on some point you think differently, that too God will make clear to you. Only let us live up to what we have already attained. Join together in following my example, brothers and sisters, and just as you have us as a model, keep your eyes on those who live as we do. For I have, as I have often told you before, and now tell you again, even with tears, many live as enemies of the cross of Christ. Their destiny is destruction, their God is their stomach, and their glory is in their shame. Their mind is set on earthly things. But our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like his glorious body. So there's just a lot here, right? There's a lot of wonderful advice. It's great advice. But there's also applications of, you know what? It's just like today, where it says their mind is set on earthly things, or I'm sorry, their destiny is destruction, their God is their stomach, and their glory is in their shame. It's interesting. We're having the trial with Trump, and we sit here and we have Stormy Daniels. I was just watching yesterday or earlier, a commentator speak. I think it was Megyn Kelly, and she's talking about how Stormy Daniels is acting like a righteous and an upright citizen. And she's like, no, she's a porn star. She should be full of shame for what she does. She should be embarrassed by it. And I just think about this because it's the exact same thing. You know, number one, we're always, you know, how many food shows are out there? There's a whole network just for food, i.e. our stomachs, i.e. our flesh. And their glory is in their shame. Stormy Daniels being given all sorts of kudos and held up as righteous. But not just her, but think of all the things going on in our nation. It's crazy. Again, we have good is now bad and bad is now good. So it's just our society is no different than societies in the past. Obviously, we've always had challenges and issues because man doesn't change. Man is the same yesterday and today. We just have different people doing it. And you have Paul, who was a persecutor of the church, now saying everything he had was garbage. I consider them garbage that I may gain Christ. He knows truly what it is to live for Jesus. So I was reading A.W. Tozer this morning, and he writes in his Attributes of God regarding this topic, which, you know, I consider everything I had a loss, and they were garbage, and now I'm just striving to live for Christ. Everything that's worthwhile is with Jesus. He writes, God made only you in his image, and you're stuck with it. Sinner and Christian are both. You're made in the image of God, and nothing short of God will satisfy you. And even if you happen to be one of those nickel in the slot, get saved, escape hell, and take heaven Christians, the kindergarten view of heaven, remember one thing. Even you will find over the years that you are not content with things plus God. You'll have to have God minus all things. You may ask me, don't you have things? Sure I do. God knows that I don't have much, but a lot of books. I have a wife and some children and grandchildren and friends. I have all that. But as soon as I set my hopes and comforts upon things and people, I'll lose something out of my heart. It dare not be things and God. It dare not be people and God. It must be God and nothing else. Then, whatever else God gives us, we can hold at arm's length and hold it dear for Jesus' sake, and we can love it for his sake, but it is not necessary to our happiness. If there's anything necessary to your eternal happiness but God, you're not the Christian. You're not the kind of Christian that you ought to be, for only God is the true rest. And it's so true. Our focus on things, heck, our focus on people. I love my family. I'm blessed with them. But if I just focus on them, like I focused on my ex-wife, things get changed and you may lose them. And then what? If you focus on your wealth and you lose it, then what? The only thing you can't lose is God. And yet we're made in his image and we need the relationship in order to have true joy, as Tozer says. And even if we don't realize it early into our walk, eventually we do realize it, that we can't have things plus God. We need just God, and then everything else will come. But even if nothing else comes, God is more than enough. In the prayer time this morning, I was reminiscing that I spend time and I relegate God to a second place at times for stuff, for things. And I struggle to make time for God and think about him. I don't think about him all day. I don't talk to him throughout the day. And yet, he's the creator of all, and he wants a relationship with us. It just amazes me how silly I am and how quickly I forget that really everything else is garbage in comparison to Christ. So with that, let's go back to God in prayer. Holy Father, we are so grateful. Grateful for your patience when it takes us forever to figure out that you are the only worthy and right focus. And grateful for your love and even wanting to have that relationship with us. So Lord, I lift up this day to you, and I ask that we would keep our hearts and our minds focused on you, that we would think about you, talk to you throughout the whole day, and that we would truly live a life that's worthy of you, that we would love you with all of our being, that we would focus on you, we would talk to you, and that we would truly understand, we'd grow closer to you and understand the relationship that you want with us and that we can strive for. I thank you for all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, thanks for joining me at Just a Guy and His Journey Back to God. I hope you have a great day.